To God, alone wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. The text that we'll be considering this morning comes from the Old Testament prophet Jeremiah, chapter 15, verses 19 to 21, as follows. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, then I will bring you back. You shall stand before me. If you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified bronze wall, and they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grip of the terrible. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who said, if you abide in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. Dear friends in Christ, medical research has made great strides in the last few decades, and I think most of us have a pretty healthy respect for it. So we tend to lose sight of a very basic fact that even with all of today's medical advances, absolute cures are still extremely rare. For instance, there is no absolute cure yet for any kind of cancer, no cure for migraine headaches, no cure for COVID, the flu, or even the common cold. In fact, it's hard to think of an example of an absolute cure. Polio comes to mind, I guess. It's been all but wiped out. But even that was the result of a preventative vaccine. There still is no cure for the disease itself. That's why it's so unusual to run across something that truly is an absolute cure, and that's what we have in our text for today. Today we meet the prophet Jeremiah, who is extremely afflicted with the disease of discouragement. It's taken hold of him and is threatening to destroy him. He's feeling that he's all alone and that everyone is against him. He's even gotten to the point where he is questioning the reliability and the goodness of God. Have you ever felt that way? Don't raise your hand. If you have, you'll be glad to know that the Lord has given us an absolute cure for that kind of discouragement. It's His Word. That's why our theme for the next couple of chapel talks will be God's Word, the absolute cure for the discouraged believer. Why? Well, first of all, because it gives you absolute authority. As I was reading through this text, it took me a while to come to the realization that this whole passage is really about the Word of God. Those of us who have been Lutherans all our lives, we sort of take this for granted, that the Bible is the center of our faith in life. And that was true for Jeremiah as well. He says, "Your words were found, and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." He loved God's word. He ate it up. He faithfully presented the word that God had sent him with to the people of Judah. So what went wrong? Well, for one thing, God's word wasn't what the people of Judah wanted to hear. God told them through Jeremiah to repent of their wicked idolatry and their godless ways. So they did what often happens. They shot the messenger. They persecuted Jeremiah. They mocked and ridiculed him to the point where he felt isolated and all alone, like he was the only one left who was holding fast to God's word. Jeremiah at this point was one discouraged believer. Have you been a discouraged believer at times? Maybe you haven't felt the kind of persecution Jeremiah did, where they were going to throw you into prison and beat you for being faithful to God's word. But you may have felt the sneering condescension of people who look down on you because of your faith. You're trying to tell me you believe God made the world in 6 natural days less than 10,000 years ago? You really believe that? What a fairy tale. You believe Jesus was born of a virgin? That he walked on water and that he raised the dead? How naive. if you stick to what God says in His Word, you can easily start to feel as isolated and discouraged as Jeremiah did. But for every discouragement in your life, God's Word is the absolute cure, especially if the thing that's been discouraging you is the way people react to your Christian witness. For did you ever realize God's Word gives you absolute authority? God tells you the same thing He told Jeremiah. If you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as My mouth. You probably heard the name Jen Psaki. She's a very important person, not because of who she is herself, but of who she represents. She's the White House press secretary, and when she speaks as the mouthpiece of the President of the United States. Well, imagine if a human being could speak as the mouthpiece of Almighty God Himself. What absolute authority such a person would have. My Christian friends, that is exactly the authority you have when you speak the Word of God. People may not believe it. They may reject it completely. They may ridicule and persecute you for speaking it. Do you know how much that changes God's truth? Not one bit. When you're speaking God's word, whether it's to a neighbor, a friend, a fellow student, a relative, you are speaking as the mouthpiece of God, speaking with absolute authority. Jesus says to you, "He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me." You might have noticed in our text, though, that God tacks a condition on his words to Jeremiah. "Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, then I will bring you back, and you shall stand before me." It's interesting that the word "return" there in Hebrew can also mean repent. And Jeremiah had a lot to repent of, and so do you and I. He had taken his eye off the ball. He was focusing not on his mission and not on the word that he had to bring to people, but on himself, his own suffering and his own discouragement. Worst of all, he was even starting to question God's faithfulness. For that, he needed to repent. Just like you and I have to repent for all the times when we've taken our eye off the ball, when we've forgotten the mission that God gave us to do, and have made it all about me, my suffering, my loneliness and discouragement. Jeremiah also had to maintain the integrity of God's word. "If you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them." Not too surprising that Jeremiah felt isolated and alone. One scholar estimated that there may have been as many as 200 prophets working in Jerusalem at that time, 199 of whom were telling the people exactly what they wanted to hear, that everything was fine, that they could go on their merry, sinful way, and that there was nothing for them to repent of. Of course, all of that was vile dross, the worthless material that rises to the top when you're refining a precious metal. But God had given Jeremiah the pure gold, the absolute authority of His holy word. He needed to maintain the integrity of that word, and so do you and I. And that's why we in the CLC place such an overwhelming emphasis on not personalities, not individual preachers, not the beautiful edifices of soaring churches, but on the Word of God. Because when we speak God's Word with nothing added to it and nothing taken away from it, we speak as the mouthpiece of God. Then we speak with absolute authority, and there is the sure cure for a discouraged believer. With that authority and with that pure, sweet Word of the Gospel that saved us for eternity, may we go forth into the world as beacons to shine that gospel light into the lives of everyone we meet. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. We'll conclude this morning with hymn number 283.